Kitchen. Let's talk money. Today is Let's Talk Money. It's a Friday. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Let's Talk Money with Lynn Kitchen. We are live every Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern. That's 12 p.m. noon Pacific. And so I'm wanting to just tell you how excited I am for it to be here. You are here. I am here. And it's TGIF time. This is TGIF. We're going to take off our glasses. We're going to throw away the keys. We're going to get in the convertible top down. Summer's coming. This is an exciting time to be alive. We are the first Friday of March. March is coming in like a lion. I'm knowing it'll go out like a lamb. But for now, boy, do we have a rock and roll year, 2023. I want to welcome you. Hi. Hey, Shauna. Welcome. Shauna's the first one in to Let's Talk Money. Welcome, Shauna. Hey, and tell everybody where you're coming in from. And I first want to acknowledge Shauna. She is a wonderful ace money manager. In fact, here at Let's Talk Money, my philosophy is that every woman, inside every woman, is actually an ace money manager, just waiting to be empowered, with some possibility of creating wealth for yourself, long-term wealth, confidence about money, and certainly better decision-making over time. If you're all in for that, I'm here. Shauna says I'm here. So as people are moving in and coming in, I'm just saying, hey, welcome everybody. This is an opportunity for us to just talk money. What's important to you? What's been going on with you this week? How are you this week? And what's going on with you? How's your money? How are you doing in your money? How was your earning week this week? How are your investments doing? Here we are, the end of February came so fast. I think it's probably a record fast week. And so I'm just delighted to have an opportunity to just take a breath on a Friday afternoon and say, let's just come together and let's talk money. What's on your mind? If you have any questions, now's your time. This is an opportunity to ask me. Shauna's coming in from Arizona. Hey, that is awesome. I love Arizona. I haven't been to Arizona for quite a long time. How long have you lived there, Shauna? I know that you have been there at least, 20 years, maybe more? I kind of remember when you moved there. Shauna's been a wonderful friend of our family. And so we want to, you know, shout out to Shauna. Thank you, Shauna. Shauna, thank you. I'm feeling really well. This is an opportunity to talk money. And so I'm here to answer some questions. And, you know, I have a topic for today I thought I would like to talk about, but we will talk about any questions that might come up in the chat. So do let me know. And if you're not here live, please just put a 4 years. Is that all? You've only been there 4 years, Shauna? Damn, life is happening fast. I don't know what's going on with me. I thought it was longer, but 4 years in Arizona is a beautiful time. Did you go there to retire, Shauna? Is that your retirement state? You know, people go to the Sun Belt to enjoy their retirement years. I can certainly attest that right here in Florida, where I live on the west coast of Florida, it used to be a very sleepy little fishing village, and no longer. This place is hopping. This is a retirement mecca, and people are coming here not just to retire, but to work. I think this is just a growing community. I'm just off the coast of Sarasota, Florida, on the west coast. And Shauna said, indeed, I went to the Sun Belt to retire. And that is awesome. Awesome. So I have a question. Let's start with you, Shauna. I have a question. This is the theme for today. And it's called Money Worries. Money Worries. Are you worried about money? Do you have the money worries? What, Murray? What, worry me? Who? What? Me? Worry? What? Me? Worry? Well, I've always been a a student of looking to see what is really worrying women the most as we move into retirement or even before, throughout the lives of women everywhere. What worries you the most? Is it retirement? Is it getting those grandkids? Okay. Shauna said, indeed, she came here to retire, but also to be closer to the grandkids. That's right. That's right. So, Shauna, if you have any particular questions for me on money, today's the day. This is the day. So I've got a little bit of insight to give you all about money worries. Do you worry, ladies, about your money? It turns out that as my first career, 34 years as an investment money manager, I had an interest to find out how many women actually are worried about their money. And it used to be one of the first questions that I would ask, not just women, but couples and men and women, both. What is your number one money fear? What is your number one money fear? And it was always interesting to me to learn, especially with women, that their number one fear was not just money. Yes, it was money, but it was outliving their money, was their number one fear, outliving their money. So let me ask you in the chat, on a scale of 1 to 3, 1 being the highest worry, the highest fear. Do you have a fear about living too long for your money? Would you say that is a big money fear of yours? Do you think it's on a scale of 1 to 3, put it in the chat. If it's number one, that means that is a major concern for you, that you feel like you won't have enough money to outlive your life. Maybe you're going to have a very long life. Maybe you come from a long lived family. Is that your number one concern? On a scale of 1 to 3, put it in the chat. If it's a 1, that means it's a high, high fear, big money worry. If it's a 2, it's, and if it's 3, it means it's that's not my biggest concern. So for those of you who are answering, and if you answered number one, you're not alone. Actually, psychologists, psychiatrists, and even some of the biggest surveys corroborate the evidence that, especially for women, our number one concern is money, and especially outliving our money. But if you put 2 or 3 in the chat that isn't your biggest worry, could you also put in the chat for me, like one word, what is your biggest worry? So if you put 3 in the chat, meaning that's not my biggest worry, what would be your biggest money worry? What is your biggest money worry? Do you have money worries? Maybe you don't have money worries, but money worries, do you have it? It's kind of like, oh, do I have COVID-19? Do I have money worries? I kind of think that most people have money worries, although it's not a disease and it's not communicable and you can't catch it. But I do think that it is pervasive in our economy. And certainly what I found to be true is more women want more confidence around their money issues. Would that be you? If so, put a yes, me, that's me in the chat, or a thumbs up. If you want more money confidence, if you want to have fewer worries, less worries, that would be you in the chat. Shauna says, yeah, running out of it would be a big fear. And that's true. I think that's true. Now, I want to share with you, I found an interesting survey that was published by the Gallup company. And of course, that's a very familiar name, the Gallup. They do surveys of all kinds. And in 2000, they came out with a survey asking women all over America, what is their number one fear? And it was interesting that they came up with a list of the top seven concerns of for women in all of our life, you know, in different age categories and age groups. And it corroborated the fact that money seems to be the number one concern of women, not only in your 20s, but in your 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s, even though it seems like maybe in the 20s, the survey says that actually money isn't the number one concern. Family is more concerned. I guess that's because you were having children at that age and so forth. Would you say that would be true? But then, so money worries is like the number one top worry for women in all age groups up to the age 70, at which it turns into the number one concern for women turns into health. And I thought that was really interesting. So I'm going to show you, I'm just going to share with you some of the, this comes from the survey itself. This is a piece of the survey. It says the most pressing personal concerns by age group that women have are, first of all, in the area of money. You can see that it is 30% for women age 18 to 29, drops a little bit to 28% for women age 30 to 39, 26% for age 40 to 49. You can probably find yourself in this group here. Increases for women age 50 to 59 and 60 to 69, and then drops again after 70 when health begins to be the major topic of, you know, of the concern of when people who reach 70 or older. And that actually makes quite a bit of sense. But then let's take a, I think it was is quite interesting to note that if you take a look at this one, this is a survey here. It's called the top three concerns by age group of women. And so here, number one in the age group of 18 to 29, money is right on top. And this is between the concerns of the top three concerns being money, family, or job. Okay. So 18 to 29, it's money. Okay, 30 to 39, it drops and money becomes number two here. So family becomes number one in those age groups. But money comes back to number one in age group 50 to 70 and then drops, and health comes number one under 70 and above. So what role does money play in your concerns right here in 2023? What role does money play in your concerns right here in 2023? I think it's fascinating to note that if you have money concerns, ladies, that are about, you know, do I have enough money? Do I have enough? That's really quite a central question. Do I have enough money to retire? Do I have enough money to have the life I want to have? Do I have enough money to have the quality of life that I want to have? And that's when money in the age group of 50 to 70 really is the primary question, because that's when we can make quick strides. We can really, there are some ways that you can catch up if you have not saved enough money for your retirement yet. Fortunately, the government gives us what they call catch up structures inside the IRAs and the 401ks, where you can double and triple the amount of money that you're allowed to deposit inside your retirement accounts in those age groups, so that you can catch up if you had not put away enough money in your prior years. So between the age of 50 to 70, it's extremely important to catch up and so that you have enough money. And then as you move into your retirement, it's interesting how money drops to number two worry or concern that women have, and health goes to number one. And it's interesting that really health is our first wealth. Would you agree with that? Health is our first wealth. I know, Shauna, that you would agree with that. I know that Shauna and I both have had some conversations about health being a very, very important, an important ingredient in that we can mix into our wealth. And Shauna, yeah, you agree. Thumbs up. And to live comfortably, Shauna says, to live comfortably is definitely a priority. It's a priority. So if you have concerns about your money, your health, the health of your wealth, I would say, then, oh, Shauna says there's might be a connection problem. You keep cutting out and going completely black and disappearing. Well, that's not good. I hope that only happens in your Wi-Fi area, Shauna. It doesn't seem to be happening for me. Anybody here can corroborate on, are you seeing the video all right? Well, I've got my fingers crossed because so far from my end, it looks okay. Sometimes we do have some Wi-Fi problems. So certainly hope that isn't happening right now. But what I was mentioning here is that to live comfortably, I think is a very, very important, important opportunity. Anne, hi, Anne. Okay, good. Anne is saying that it seems to be clear in her neck of the woods. I'm glad to hear that. I think Anne is just jumping in. Anne, do you want to tell us where you're coming from? And Anne, I just did a poll and would love your feedback, Anne. Here's the question. Do you feel that in your lifetime you have a worry? Would you say that money might be a number one worry for you? If that's true, put a one in the chat. On a scale of 1 to 3, how much of a concern is money for you? So once again, if you're just joining me, if you're joining by replay, I've got the question out here. For you, on a scale of 1 to 3, 1 being the highest worry, the most worry, what on the scale of 1 to 3 is where does money come? Like, for example, money, health, family, relationships. Would you categorize money as a top concern of yours on a scale of 1 to 3, 3 being the most concerned, or if it's a little bit less, then you would put 2, or a little bit worse than that. Hold on, I'm just choking here. Just 1 second. Sorry, everyone. Money concerns evolve. I think that's true, Anne. Sometimes it's a 1 and sometimes it's a 2. Yeah, I think you're right. And it evolves over our lifespan. It evolves over our lifespan. And it's interesting that the Gallup survey corroborates the fact that over our lifespan, it does shift and change a little bit. So if that is true for you, I'm wanting to invite you all to Money Talks for Women, which is a program that I'm putting together for women to help you with your money concerns. And really, you can find out more about it on my website. It's lynnekitchen.com. Go there because I have a beautiful financial clinic. We are just now filling up the second edition of the Financial Clinic for Women. Really excited that we closed the doors just recently. We filled up this section, but we're going to have new financial clinics coming to you shortly. But in the meantime, stay tuned and go to lynnekitchen.com, and you might want to sign up for my newsletter if you haven't done so already, because I'm going to be introducing some new programs all about how to combat money worry. In other words, how do we get rid of this thing called money worry? How do we combat our money worries? And what is it going to take? What kind of confidence do we need, women, as women, that we can create more confidence in our lives around money? And what is it that it's going to take to get rid of our money blocks and our money fears so that we can earn more, learn more, and have a much more prosperous life? How does that sound, everybody? Does that sound like it's something that you would like? Put a thumbs up in the chat. And if so, I invite you to LinnyKitchen.com. Sign up for my newsletter, because I'm going to be giving you all the details coming up for a new short but sweet program on conquering those money fears so that we don't have to have so many worries going forward. Thumbs up in the chat. Thank you, Shauna. Thumbs up in the chat. Thank you, Anne. Absolutely. And those of you who are on the replay, thumbs up. All right. Thumbs up. Now, question. Are there any questions for me before we call it an afternoon at TGIF? Hi, Mary Douglas. I'm so happy to see you. Money one. Okay. Health one. Okay. So that's, hey, thanks for jumping in there. Mary Douglas, I just now saw that you had joined us. And I'm really happy that you said that, because yeah, it could be both. It could be a dual concern, money and health, money and health. As a matter of fact, I had this wonderful idea. What if in the next coming months, I would put together a live program called Your Money, Health, and Your Health, Wealth? Would you like that? And have a both money and health program, and see what we can do to maximize those two biggest concerns that money that women have after, certainly in between the ages of, well, heck, all ages. But sometimes it would be really fun to do both at the same time, money and health. Would anybody think that you would like that? You would like that? Okay, awesome. I think that would be fun. So I might put that together. I'm going to be thinking now, if you ladies have any ideas for me on that, you can DM me. You can DM me, and also I'll be able to give you all the details. Direct message me anytime. And also, if you have a question about money or a topic about money that you would like me to address, Friday afternoons, this is a perfect time, because I'm dedicating this time to answer questions that you might have, since I bring to the table over 34 years of investment advisory experience, and I have quite a bit of interesting insight to share with you as it relates to this big world called the financial industry. Whether it can be any question at all about your retirement, about how to create retirement accounts, what you need to invest in, what would work best for you, how to invest. If you have questions like that, just DM me what's really burning question for you at these times, and I'll be happy to feature your question next Friday. All right, ladies. Well, with that, and I hope you enjoyed some of the information that I shared with you. Did you find some value today, Shauna? Absolutely. Awesome. That's wonderful. Well, listen, I wish each and every one of you a beautiful, beautiful, happy, and healthy, and wealthy weekend and march ahead. You know, there's a saying called March 4th, which is ending this week. Let's all march forth together toward prosperity and health. Sounds great? Thumbs up. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for being here. See you next week. 3:00 Eastern, 12 Pacific, right here on Let's Talk Money. Hope to see you back. Thanks, everyone. Bye for now.